Okay, here we are once more in the Isabel Community Cafe kitchen with myself and Gaynor. Right, Gaynor, good morning or good afternoon.
Good something.
Yeah, good day.
Good freezing cold winter day.
Yes. And if you're listening to this in July, it's really hot, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Scorching, sun's blistering, got bikini on.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't.
No, anyway, don't.
what are you making today, Gaynor?
Right, because it's not July and it's freezing cold, we're starting to do the warm, stodgy puddings and stuff.
Warm, stodgy puddings. Warm, stodgy
stuff.
Yeah.
So, quite often, we're asked for old-fashioned school dinner type food.
Yeah.
So, for pudding for our roast this week.
A dessert for...
It's pudding.
For people in London and the South East.
No, for pudding.
Dessert. Pudding.
For pudding.
Yeah.
I am making a school dinner type madeleine. Do you remember the sponge with jam and coconut on the top and it was cut into squares and you had it with custard?
What did we used to call that at school? Coconut sponge or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Or jam, sponge and
jammy
custard.
Sponge.
Or,
yeah. Oh,
but
lovely.
It's basically a madeleine thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, I have previously made the sponge.
Yeah.
A deep casserole dish, square. Because it's better to have it square because then you can cut it into square.
Yeah,
so this one will feed 8 people.
Okay. And that's a standard size?
Standard sized... a deep casserole dish, really.
Right, okay.
So what I've done is used a traditional Victoria sponge recipe, which is 4 eggs, 8 ounces of self-raising flour, 8 ounces of softened butter or margarine, 8 ounces of caster sugar, okay?
Yeah.
So what I do first is 4 eggs in a bowl, whisk them up so they're really fluffy, and then you cream your marge and your sugar together. Slowly, if you've got a good mixer, it's a lot easier, but slowly add your egg. If it starts to curdle, add the flour.
Yeah.
Put it all into a buttered casserole dish and put it into the oven on about a number 6 gas, about 180 electric.
Okay.
So while that's cooking, which mine cooked a little bit too much because I'm doing something else, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
About half a jar of jam.
Half a jar.
Yeah. Now, when you get jam, it's really thick and jelly-like.
Yes.
So if you put half a jar of jam in a bowl and mix it really stiffly with a spoon, which is what I've done here, it kind of goes more liquid.
So you don't add anything to it?
No, it's just the jam. Just keep stirring it until it goes to a sort of a sloppy consistency.
So when you've got sloppy jam in a dish.
Sloppy jam in a dish.
Yeah.
So when your sponge base is cooked, you take it out of the oven, leave it to cool in the tin because it's easier to cut it in the tin. Then you pour the liquidified jam all over the top and spread it so it's right into the corners. Okay, but it is really important to mix your jam before, because if you try and do it straight from the jar, it's very stiff and like a jelly. But if you just mix it with a spoon, it goes nice and spreadable.
So the sloppier the better.
Yeah, nice and spreadable jam.
Yeah. So cover the whole
sponge right in all the edges.
Yeah.
So it's quite a nice deep covering of jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you get some desiccated coconut.
Well, that's a good word. Desiccated means dried, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think so.
I thought it meant grated really small and...
Oh, I don't know.
We'll have to Google that.
Go on, Google it.
Google it, right. Then you just sprinkle...
So grab a handful.
Handful of desiccated coconut and sprinkle it all over the top.
So just a thin layer?
Yeah, you want to be able to see a little bit of the jam underneath, but if you go right to the corners...
Yeah.
All the way around and make a nice...
Yeah.
Coconut top.
Yeah.
And basically, that is it. If you just cut that into squares and serve it with custard.
So you don't reheat it?
No. Well, you can do, but you don't have to.
No.
I mean, what you can do is if you can serve it straight away.
Yeah.
Or you can make it the day before, cut it into the squares, then put it in a microwavable dish.
Yeah.
With custard. In the microwave for about a minute or just under a minute, and then you've got hot pudding, hot custard, and it looks like you've spent hours on it, but you did it the day before.
Fantastic. And is that a really cheapy one?
Really cheap.
How cheap?
How cheap? Well, you can get a really cheap jam. I mean, half a jar of jam. You can get a cheap jam for 40p, so that's about 20p.
Yeah.
Desiccated coconut. You can buy for £1.30 for a small bag, but
yeah,
that would do you about 20.
Yeah.
And then your normal four eggs, a couple of pence.
So it's
stock. It's stock cupboard stuff. Stuff, yeah, you've got in your stock cupboard, and you've got a pudding,
yeah,
that everyone's going to go, oh, that's really nice. Yeah. And if you buy tinned custard, it saves time.
So you could do the whole lot for about 50p, couldn't you?
Give really? Or take. Yeah. Well, let's say 150, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you've got a pudding to survey, and it reminds you of school dinners, because that's what you had at school.
Yeah. Do you remember your school dinners?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Downside.
Downside.
Where am I? Where am I now? Downside.
Yeah. And were you well behaved at school?
Absolutely.
Were you?
Absolutely.
Were you a bit of a school swot?
Yes.
Were you?
I was one of those people that when I started Carisbrook High School, my mum bought me the school uniform because it was navy blue skirt, blue shirt, navy blue jumper, and a striped tie. Because I was going to high school, I insisted on having a reddy brown leather briefcase.
Ooh.
Not a school bag, a briefcase.
Wow.
That lasted all of a week because I realised that people at high school didn't need a briefcase.
Yeah, you're a bit embarrassed.
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you do really well at school, like in your exams?
I got less than I was predicted because I was very scared. I was one of those people that couldn't sit exams.
Yeah.
So everyone said,
unfair,
oh,
though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Couldn't,
there's a big
couldn't
debate
sit exams.
About that, isn't there? Because there used to be the 11 plus, didn't there?
Yeah, I'd have failed that.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I don't agree with the SATs. You know when they're kiddies when they're five and they've got to, don't agree with it.
Yeah, no.
Just your normal spelling tests like we used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three R's.
Yeah. Reading, writing and arithmetic. That's all you need. But yeah, I did get all my CSEs. I got O-levels and quivs in two things.
Ooh.
But it's only in my later years that I've got my qualifications.
Why? What did you do?
Learned more.
Through what? College?
I went back to college when I was 32.
Yeah.
And got my hairdressing qualifications
in
level 2, level 3. So you can do that when you're 30. And then...
Yeah.
Had to have major back surgery, so couldn't be a hairdresser anymore. Oh. So then I started volunteering here. And then from then, did my cookery, got my teaching certificate, got my safeguarding level 3.
Wow.
A completely clear DBS check, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I've got your life story then.
Yes, and at 57 this year, still learning.
I know.
Still
well, you
learning.
Never stop learning, do you?
Because who knew I'd be on the radio?
I know.
Blimey.
I know. Who knew I would be?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Well, you thought you were just making a sponge pudding and you'd just given me and everybody else listening your whole life story.
Only educationally.
Yeah, true.
The rest of it is
going
to be in my
we
book.
We don't want to go there.
You don't want to go there. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, we'd best stop there.
All I'll say is the quiet ones are the worst.
Yeah, but you're not quiet.
Not now.
Right, thanks, Gaynor.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.